a single father. God, it sounds, does it have a little bit of a ring to it? A single father. A divorce? I'm divorced. A divorced father. A lonely father. And I got fucking custody of a shit ton of children. I'm just fucking thankful I didn't birth all of you out of my motherfucking vagina, because I need that goddamn thing locked and loaded for the end of Corona so I can give it to all my boyfriends. Oh my God. I can't wait to get back and talking about the Canadian and Slim Shady. If they listen to this, they're like, no. Oh, I'm fucking coming for all of you. Okay. Do as the Romanovs do, motherfuckers. Men, hello, it's Alex. I'm sure you all have beautiful dicks out there, but it's not so fucking beautiful when you splooge all over her fucking titties and you're like, whoa, that only lasted 30 seconds. And then she never fucking calls you again because it's like, motherfucker, I didn't come. I'm glad you did, loser. No, I'm just kidding. But guys, actually, Roman swipes, you guys swipe them on your fucking dicks and they help you last longer. It's not, you don't have to be ashamed of it. If you don't last that long, that's fine. You just swipe this on your dick. She's never going to know you swiped it on your dick. And they clinically are proven to help you last longer. They're easy and fast acting. And then they're in discreet, unmarked packaging. So you don't have to be embarrassed if it like falls out of your pocket or she sees you doing some creepy shit in the fucking corner. You're fine. You guys are going to go to getroman.com/daddy and you're going to get your first month of swipes for just $5. When you choose a monthly plan. So literally $5. So getroman.com/daddy. So stick with me, guys. Stick with me here. Hang in there, Bruno. I obviously know this is like fucking different. Trust me, I have to get used to it too. I don't know how to do a podcast alone. I kind of feel like I feel a little narcissistic right now. I'm just sitting here staring at a fucking wall talking. Granted, I do think I can talk for hours, but like, I don't know. It's a bit concerning. I'm figuring it out. That's why I'm like, Daddy Gang, get the fuck in here. I'm going to have guests on. That's the whole thing is like, it's not going to just be me. I know all of you are like, oh, thank fucking God, Alex. We love you, but like, low-key, fuck off. I'm aware. I don't want to hear my own voice because I have to edit the, oh my God, I have to edit this show. We all fucking know that drama. But I have to edit the show and I don't think I would make it through this next year if it was just me. So there are going to be guests. There's going to be Daddy Gang, etc. I'm going to have Barstool people come through. Like, trust me, it's not just going to be myself. Oh my God, this next segment, it's been so fucking long. And I missed it. I missed it so fucking much because you know already where I'm going with it. Some of you are cringing. Some of you are getting motherfucking excited because let me introduce.